what I'm seeing is, I guess, the simplicity of that I don't have to work at getting in touch with my intuition, you know, like a project, which is kind of my historically my fallback position, but that my intuition essentially is always available, like 24/7. And I guess, you know, where I can be confused is, you know, is it really my intuition, you know, or is it, you know, coming from another place? Is there another place, or is that a mistaken thought?
Well, you have a whole lot of thoughts, and some of the thoughts feel better and some of the thoughts feel worse.
Yes.
But of course, what's interesting is the basis of your question is that there's a right way to do this and a wrong way to do this.
Yes.
Which itself is not correct. There is no wrong way to do this. There are things that feel better that bring you into alignment with who you are, and things that feel worse that lead you away from the alignment of who you are. But it's okay. No matter how far away you go, you can always change your mind. You can always do something that feels better in the doing, something that sounds better, or let's try that again, that feels better in the saying, something that feels better in the thinking. You can always do this. You're never lost. If you'll notice in your analysis that brought about the question, you have to assume that there has been something you have done wrong.
Yes, yes.
Which isn't true, because you're never really doing anything wrong. You're doing things you don't like and that you may have taught yourself to label as being wrong. But you're in fact in the right place at the right time, in the right way right now, and that is always the case. Your intuition actually leads you back to that realization. The way you know you're using your intuition is because as you are doing it, you are feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is the answer to your question.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Now, we do want to remind you of one little teeny tiny titsy bitsy thing here. And that is that contrast is helpful. So in other words, the difference, but you have one thought about one thing that says this, you have another thought about the same thing that says that, and they don't align with each other. They're in conflict. So you have contrast.
Yeah.
Contrast, yeah, between one thing and another. Our friends Abraham will talk about contrast, and sometimes the students of Abraham will say, contrast is all this stuff I don't like. But actually, mm-hmm, that's not what contrast is. Contrast is, in fact, it is the things you don't like, but it's also the things you do like, where there's just a difference between one and the other. The best example of contrast is when you take a prism and you take light and it spreads out into the different bands of color. That is in fact what contrast is it's you coming into physical reality, having a differentiation between one thing and another, being able to see shapes and feel shapes and hear sounds and see things and feel things and taste things and smell things that from a non-physical perspective would just be light. That's all they are in physical reality. They're just light that has been differentiated. So you're in this right place at this right time in this right way with all the contrast. The attempt to make sure that you use things in the right way is a protection against doing it wrong. And it never really works out the way it purports to. Do you follow what we're saying here?
I do.
So one last little teeny tiny thing we want to add to all of that is that when you're asking yourself the question, am I doing it right? You might want to remember that the question itself implies that there could be an answer that says no. But in fact, there isn't one. So
beautiful. Thank you.
Shall we leave you with that?
Yes.
Very good. And we thank you very much. Very powerful, very delicious, and very wonderful indeed.